How's it, guys? Welcome to this week's episode of The Balanced Mind. My name is Dion Bicycle, and I am so glad you choose to step away from the noise of today and spend time with me. Thank you for taking this time. Today we are starting a very special journey together. We are diving deep into the topic that many people overlook when they think about mental health. We are talking about environmental wellness. Now, when you hear those words, what comes to your mind? You might think about a rainforest, recycling plastic bottles, or the global warming, right? Those things are all very important, but environmental wellness is also much closer to home. It is about the immediate world around you. It is about the room you wake up in, the desk you work at, and the air you breathe in, that you breathe inside your home. It is about how your physical surroundings affect your mind, your mood, and your body. Think about it this way. Your mind does not live in a vacuum, right? Your mind lives inside the physical body, and that body lives inside a physical space. Every single day, your brain takes in millions of tiny clues from your environment. It looks at the colors on your walls. It feels the textures of your chair. It notices the stacks of paper on your table. It measures the light coming through your window. All of these small details send messages to your body. They either tell your brain that you are safe and you can relax, or they tell your brain that you are in chaos and you need to stay on high alert. Let us start with something we all deal with every single day. Let us talk about clutter. We have all been there. You walk into your bedroom and your living room after a long, hard day at work. You look around and what do you see? There are clothes piled up on a chair. There are unread letters and bills stacked high in one corner. There are dishes sitting empty in the kitchen sink, waiting for you to wash them. How does the sight of that make you feel? Well, for most of us, it does not make us feel peaceful. It makes us feel very heavyweight right in the center of our chest. There is a real scientific reason for this feeling. Clutter in your room causes clutter in your mind. Researchers at the famous university called UCLA actually studied this. They tracked everyday families and found that when a home is messy, it directly spikes the stress hormones in our bodies. Your eyes cannot help but look at all those items. Every messy pile is a visual reminder of a task you have not finished yet. The pile of clothes says, clean me. The stack of bills says, pay me. And the dirty dishes says, wash me. Your brain views these objects as a giant, never-ending to-do list. When your brain sees too many of these things at once, it gets overwhelmed. It has to work extra hard to filter out all the visual noise. The constant processing triggers your body to release stress chemicals. This puts your body into a panic state. When your stress levels stay high for too long, you start to feel tired, anxious, and irritable. You might find it hard to focus on a book or a conversation. You might even have trouble falling asleep at night. Your messy physical space is keeping your body on high alert. How many of us says that they won't go to bed unless the dishes is cleaned up? There's many of us doing that. Now, the answer is not to spend an entire weekend cleaning your house from top to bottom. The idea alone can feel too heavy and exhausting. Instead, we need to change how we look at our living spaces. Cleaning up is not a chore or a punishment. Clearing your space is a beautiful act of self-care. It is a way of telling yourself, you know what, I deserve to live in a place that feels safe, calm, and peaceful. Let us look at another major factor in our indoor environment. Let us talk about light. Human beings were designed to live under the sun. For thousands of years, our bodies used natural light to know when to wake up and when to rest. Today, many of us spend almost all of our days indoors under harsh artificial light. This can throw our internal clock totally out. Bright internal sunlight is a powerful mood booster. Science shows that when sunlight hits your eyes, it tells your brain to release a special feel-good chemical called serotonin. Serotonin helps you feel calm, happy, and focused, and also stable. On the other hand, dark, gloomy rooms can make you feel sluggish, sad, and unmotivated. If you want to improve your environmental wellness today, open your curtains. Let the natural light flow into your room. If your desk is tucked away in a dark corner, see if you can move it closer to the window. If you work in a space with no windows at all, try to step outside for just 5 minutes during the day to let the sunlight hit your face. These small shifts in light can make a massive difference in how you feel from morning to night. Finally, let us talk about how you arrange your room. The way your furniture faces can change how you feel safe inside your own home. There is a great concept in the room design called command position. This simply means placing your favorite chair, your desk, or even your bed in a spot where you can see easily around the room. And also, more importantly, you can see the door that enters to your room. But why does this matter so much? It goes back to our basic human instincts. When your back is turned to a door, a small part of your primitive brain stays anxious. It worries about what might walk in behind you. But when you can see the entrance clearly, your brain feels in control. It feels secure. You can lower your shoulders, take a deep breath and relax into your seat. Try looking at your favorite room today. Can you see the door from where you are sitting right now? If not, a simple shift of your chair or desk could bring a sudden wave of peace to your daily routine. I know all of this information can feel quite a lot to take in. You might be looking around your room right now and feeling a bit worried. Please don't. Environmental wellness is not about having a perfect, picture-clean home. It is about making small, intentional choices that support your mental health and also your quality of life. So, here is the first action step for today. I want to give you a simple challenge to start off. Do not try to clean your whole house. Do not try to fix every room. Instead, choose just one flat surface in your home today. It could be your work desk. It can be your kitchen counter or your bedside table. Take just 5 minutes to clear that one single surface. Put the items away, wipe off the dust, and leave it completely bare. Once you've done that, stand back and look at the clean space. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. Notice how your mind feels just a little bit lighter when you look at the one clear area. That feeling is the beginning of environmental wellness. You are taking control of your space, and you're doing so, you are taking care of your mind. Remember, a healthier space leads to calmer, more balanced mind. You deserve to live in a space that heals you. Now, let's move into our second segment of our journey through environmental wellness. In this segment, we're going to explore a beautiful healing practice. We are talking about bringing nature inside. Let us start talking about how we live our lives daily. Many of us spend our days inside square boxes. We walk out of the square house, we get into a square car, and we go to work inside a square office building. We spend our hours starting at square glass screens on your phones and on your computers. Our eyes see sharp lines, gray concrete and artificial plastic all day long. But our brains are not designed for an artificial world. For thousands of years, humans lived surrounded by life. They lived near trees, grass, flowing water and open skies. When we separate ourselves entirely from the natural world, we start to begin to feel a unique kind of hunger. A famous scientist named Edward Wilson actually came up with a name for this, and he called it biophilia. This simply means a deep natural love for living things. It is the idea that human beings have an actual built-in biological need to connect with nature. When we are cut off from nature for a long time, our mental health pays a price. We feel more anxious. We feel more tired. we feel a strange sense of emptiness that we cannot explain. The good news is that you do not have to move to a cabin in the deep woods to fix this. If you cannot go out into the nature right now, you can bring nature inside to you. You can use your physical space to heal your senses. You can design an outdoor environment that mimics the peace of the outdoors. The easiest and most powerful way to do this is by introducing an indoor plant to your home or office. Plants are not just pretty decorations to look at. They are living, breathing companions and actively change the energy of the room. When you put a plant on your desk or on a windowsill, something amazing happens in your brain. Studies show that just looking at the living green plant for a few seconds can lower your heart rate, calm your nervous system, and reduce feelings of anger. Plants also improve the physical environment of your room. Years ago, NASA did a famous clean air study. They discovered that common indoor plants like the snake plant or the peace lily are incredible at cleaning harmful toxins right out of the indoor air. Plus, these specific plants are very tough and are easy to care for. You do not need to be an expert gardener to keep them alive. Taking care of a plant also gives you a small, beautiful routine of mindfulness. Watering a plant, watching a new leaf unfold, and seeing it grow gives your mind a gentle sense of purpose and connection. Now, let us think about other senses. Environmental wellness is not just what we see, it is also about what we hear. Think about the noise that fills your home or workplace right now. Maybe you hear a loud hum of your refrigerator, your fridge, or the roar of a traffic from the street, or the constant buzzing of phone notifications. These artificial sounds put constant stress on your brain. We can counter this noise pollution by using the healing power of nature's sounds. Think about the sound of a gentle rain falling on leaves, ocean waves rolling onto the beach, or birds singing in the morning. Science shows that these natural sounds actually change your brain waves, stopping the mind from spinning with anxious thoughts. Instead, it enters a state of deep, relaxed focus. You can use nature's sounds as a tool throughout your day. If you struggle to focus on at work, try playing a sound of a flowing river softly in the background. If your mind is racing at night and you cannot sleep, try playing the sound of a gentle thunderstorm. These natural rhythms mask the harsh noises of the modern world and tell your body that it is safe to rest. Finally, let's talk about the colors we see to put on our walls, our bedding, and our furniture. Colors have a direct link to our emotions. Many modern spaces use very bright, stark white colors or dark heavy grays. Stark white can feel cold like a hospital room. Heavy grays can make a space feel gloomy and depressing. To boost our environmental wellness, look at the colors of Earth. Think about soft greens, warm earth tones, and gentle sky blues. These are the colors of our ancestors. Looked at the thousands of years when they felt safe and full of life. Green is the color that symbolizes life, growth, and renewal. Blue is the color that brings a sense of deep calm, like looking at the still lake. Bringing these colors, natural colors, into your blankets, pillow, or your wall paint, you create a visual sanctuary that wraps around you like a warm hug. Bringing natural nature inside is a way of honoring who you are. It is a way of reminding your brain that you are a part of this earth. Even if you are sitting indoors, it creates a bridge between the busy modern world and the peaceful ancient world. So here is a call to action for this segment. I want to challenge you to bring one natural element into your life today. You can do this in two simple ways. Option one is to go out and get one small indoor plant for your living space. Put it in a place where you can see it every single day. And option two is to spend 10 minutes a day playing nature sounds while you sit and relax when you're having coffee or when you do your reading work. Close your eyes, listen to the water or the birds, and let your body absorb the peace of the outdoors. Now take a moment to notice how your mind responds to these natural elements. You might find that your breathing slows down. You might find that the tension in your shoulders starts to melt away. This is your natural love for life at work. You are feeding your mind that it truly longs for. Remember, a healthier space leads to a calmer, more balanced mind. Now we are taking a much wider view of environmental wellness. We are stepping out into the broader community. We are going to talk about a massive concept that shapes our mental well-being every single day. We are exploring where we choose to stay and where we choose to play, and how those places hold an immense influence over our health, our habits, and our inner peace. Think about the phrase "where you stay." This refers to your neighborhood, your suburb, or your city. It is the community landscape where you rest your head at night and open your eyes in the morning. Now, think about the phrase "where you play." This means the environment where you spend your free time. It includes the places where you exercise, unwind, catch up with friends, and find entertainment. Many times, we treat our choice of neighborhood or weekend spots as simple matters of budget, safety, or convenience. But environmental experts tell us a much deeper story. The physical design of the places where you stay and play acts like an invisible hand constantly steering your mood, your stress levels, and your choices. Let us look at where you stay first. When you step outside your front door in the morning, what does your neighborhood look like? Is it full of concrete, a jungle filled with high-rise buildings, narrow pathways, and a heavy, unending road of highway traffic? Or is it a walkable, tree-lined suburb with open public parks, quiet streets, and patches of green grass? The layout of your neighborhood directly impacts your nervous system. Science shows that when a neighborhood has zero green spaces, it hurts our mental health. The lack of visual soft texture like grass and leaves forces your brain into a high-stressed state. The loud spaces of sirens, whizzing cars, and construction force your body to release low doses of stress chemicals all day long. Over time, staying in an area that feels cold, sterile, and overly industrial can lead to a chronic fatigue and high levels of baseline anxiety. On the flip side, living in a community that values environmental wellness completely alters your daily biology. When your neighborhood has safe walkways, accessible parks, and vibrant plant life, it creates a peaceful, restorative layout. Studies show that just looking at the trees while walking down your street can lower your heart rate and blood pressure. More importantly, a walkable neighborhood encourages you to move your body naturally. You might choose to walk to the local corner store instead of driving, or you might find yourself taking a casual evening stroll simply because the environment around you feels welcoming and safe. Where you stay sets the fundamental tone for your daily mental health. Now, let us shift our attention to where we choose to play. When we have free time on a weekend, or when we are looking to blow off some steam after a stressful work week, where do you put up your feet? And where does your feet take you? For many people living in modern cities, our primary places of play are loud, overcrowded, and artificial. We spend our Saturdays walking through massive, windowless shopping malls under bright, buzzing neon bulbs. We meet our friends in dark, noisy restaurants, packed with people, or we sit inside a crowded movie theater staring at this big, giant, flashing screen. While these activities can be fun in small doses, they are not actually restoring your mind. In fact, experts show that playing in environments filled with artificial light, intense advertising, and loud, chaotic crowds causing sensory overload. You leave your weekend of play feeling just as drained, anxious, and emotionally exhausted as you did when the work week ended. your brain has not been given a true chance to rest and rebuild its energy. True play should be an act of restoration. Environmental wellness invites us to be highly intentional about our recreational environments. What happens if you change your play space? Psychologists have a theory about this, that they say that when we place spaces match our deep in human needs, our brain instantly relax. Instead of meeting a friend for coffee inside a bustling, noisy shopping center, what if you choose to meet them for a picnic at a peaceful garden somewhere in the city? Instead of running on a mechanical treadmill inside a windowless concrete gym with loud music blasting in your ears, what if you choose to run along a quiet nature trail or a path by the water? When you choose to play in natural, open environments, your brain enters a state of effortless intention. The soft sounds of birds, an open vista of blue sky, and the natural beauty of trees allows the analytical, stressed-out parts of our mind to shut down and rest. Nature gives your brain a chance to repair itself. When you play in the green or blue spaces like parks and forests and lakes or beaches, you return your daily life feeling deeply anchored, creative, and emotionally grounded. Of course, I do understand that we do not always have a perfect control over where we stay. We might have to live in a highly busy urban area because of our job, your finances, and family obligations. If you cannot easily change where you stay right now, please do not feel discouraged. You can still take a full control of where you choose to play. You can make a conscious decision to look at your free time. Notice how many of your weekend hours are spent inside crowded, artificial environment places. By making a small, deliberate shift to inject more nature into your weekend habits, you can effectively beat the heavy stressors of a busy lifestyle. Where we stay and where we play forms the background scenery of our entire lives. We are constantly observing the energy, the sights and the sounds of these spaces. By choosing communities and fun activities that honor our need for peace, light, and natural beauty, we are actively protecting our mental clarity. So here is an action step for this segment. I want to give you a very eye-opening exercise right now. Try to take a piece of paper and write down the names of the top three places you spend your free time over the last 2 weeks. Look closely at the list and then ask yourself, did these spaces fill me with a sensory noise or did they fill me with peaceful rest? Once you've answered them, I want you to intentionally reschedule one new green play space for the coming week. Find a quiet park where you'd never visited before. Explore a local nature trail, or simply sit under a large tree in a quiet garden for 30 minutes. Turn off your phone, look up at the white sky, and let the open space expand your mind. Notice how your body responds when you choose to play in a space that truly treats you with kindness. Reminder, or remember, a healthier space leads to a calmer, more balanced mind. We have gone on a wonderful journey together today, talking about environmental wellness. We looked at how clearing clutter and letting in natural light can instantly ease our minds. We explore the beauty of bringing living plants and soothing nature sounds inside our daily workspace. Finally, we looked at how our neighborhoods we stay in and the outdoor spaces we choose to play hold an immense power to lower our stress and restore our mental energy. We are closing our episode by looking at the deep connection between our personal habits and our mental health. This is where we talk about eco-mindfulness. Many times people feel like their individual daily choices do not really matter. They think that one person cannot make a difference in this big world of ours. But environmental wellness teaches us that everything is connected. Eco-psychology is a field of study that shows the direct link between taking care of the earth and feeling happy and satisfied with your own life. The way you treat the outer world is a direct reflection of how you treat your inner world. When you start making mindful choices to take care of the earth, a beautiful shift happens inside your own mind. You begin to feel a deep sense of purpose, control, and being calm. Think about the simple act of choosing reusable water bottle over a single-use plastic bottle. It seems like a very small thing, but every time you fill up that reusable water bottle, you are making a conscious choice to be kind to the planet. You are stepping out of the fast throwing away mindset and stepping into the mindset of care and respect. This intentional habit brings a gentle sense of peace to your soul. It reminds you that your actions have value and meaning. You can even practice eco-mindfulness in the digital world. Think about the thousands of unread emails sitting in your junk folder right now. Did you know that a massive computer server farm uses giant amount of physical energy just to store those old emails? By spending just 10 minutes deleting digital clutter, you are actually having or saving real-world energy for the planet while clearing your own mental space. When we take care of our surroundings, we are really taking care of ourselves. But sometimes, as we start to clean up our external environment, we notice something else. we notice that our inner environments are still feeling heavy, cluttered, or overwhelmed. You see, changing our physical space can often bring a deeper emotional block. This is something we look at a lot in our holistic mental health. Your outer world and your inner mind are always talking to each other. You might clear the clutter from your room, but you still find that your mind is racing with anxiety. You might walk among beautiful green trees on a path, but still carry a heavy weight of sadness placed in your heart. If you are feeling stuck in your life, please know that you do not have to carry that weight all by yourself. True wellness means taking care of the whole self, your environment, your body, and your deeper emotional life. If you feel ready to heal your inner space and find true mental clarity, I am here to walk with you. As a holistic counselor, I look at every area of your life to help you find a balanced, peaceful, and lasting strength. I want to invite you to take that vital step in your personal mental health journey today. If you are looking for guidance, support, or a safe space to process your feelings, please contact me. You can reach out to me directly in two very easy ways. You can find me and send me a message on Facebook, or you can send me a direct message on my WhatsApp number, 061-588-0651. Let us work together to clear the inner clutter, heal your heart, and build a truly balanced mind. I am ready to listen to whatever you are ready to say. I am here. So let's conclude today's episode. As we bring this episode to the close of the Balanced Mind, I want you to leave you with one comforting thought. Environmental wellness is not a race. It is not about having a perfect clean house, or a flawless garden, or a life with zero waste. It is simply about being aware. It is about pausing during a busy day to notice how your surroundings are affecting your peace of mind. Remember the small, simple tools we've shared today. Clear just one flat surface in your room. Listen to the gentle sounds of rain while you're working. Step outside for 15 minutes to a green space this weekend where you can breathe in the fresh air by the trees. These small daily shifts will grow into massive changes over time. Every single choice you make to care for your space is a beautiful investment in your own mental health. Be gentle with yourself as you build these new habits. You deserve to live in a world and a home that heals you from the inside out. Thank you so much for spending your valuable time with me today, here on the Balanced Mind. Don't forget to connect with me on Facebook or WhatsApp if you are ready to begin your holistic counseling journey. Until next time, take a deep breath, look around with kindness, and keep moving toward a calmer, more balanced mind. Stay well, and goodbye for now.